Well, I enjoyed all of the experiences because, you know, for me, getting to work with, you know, great musicians and talented people is always fun. Revenge will always be kind of special because Revenge, I got to work with Bob Ezrin, who's, you know, Bob Ezrin is a world-class legendary producer. So for me, not only was it a lot of fun and a lot of a great experience, but it was also an honor because Bob's made some of the greatest records in rock, as we know.
Yeah.
I mean, his stuff with Alice Cooper is legendary. His Destroyer record and Revenge, you know, and The Elder, they're all legendary. I mean, sometimes, you know, maybe The Elder is not legendary for being one of the best records for Kiss, but it's legendary because it was one of the most different and unique records. But Bob, you know, has done so many great things in music over the years. He really is a musical legend and genius to work with. For me, he's been the best and the most fun producer that I've ever worked with, the most talented and the best producer I ever worked with. For me, personal experience, I think he's fantastic.
Exactly.
So that was that's why Revenge was special. Carnival Souls was a different kind of record for Kiss. You know, I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about this record, and I also have mixed feelings. I think it's a very good record. I think, you know, when you have good, talented people making music, it's always going to be at least good quality, but I don't really believe, when I look back now, that to me is not, it's just not a Kiss record. Kiss to me is about rock and roll and more about fun and a rock and roll style and feel of the music, and that record was very more dark. It's not a very rock and roll record. It's more like a heavy, dark record, and that's not what Kiss is for me. Kiss is a rock and roll band. If you listen to the very beginning of Kiss, they've always been a rock and roll band.
Okay.
Maybe hard rock sometimes, but not heavy metal. And to me, Carnival Souls, as good as it is in many areas, also, I just don't think it sounds like what Kiss is about. I think Kiss is about what we're doing now, what Sonic Boom is, what Monster is, which is just being a rock and roll band, back to being straight-ahead rock. Not competing with other bands and not trying to be, you know, flavor of the month or trendy.